Welcome to the 5-Minute Warfare podcast from 5minutewarfare.com, where we dive into history's most pivotal battles and military strategies in around 5 minutes. Episode 11, The Piken Shot, Revolutionizing Battlefield Tactics. The piken shot formation was a revolutionary military tactic that dominated European battlefields during the early modern period, particularly from the 16th to the mid-17th centuries. It was a product of the changing nature of warfare, as the introduction of gunpowder and firearms reshaped the way armies fought. The combination of pikemen and soldiers armed with early firearms, known as arquebuses or muskets, created a flexible and deadly formation that balanced offensive firepower with defensive strength. This tactical innovation was instrumental in shaping the course of military history and marked a significant departure from the medieval reliance on heavy cavalry and individual combat. The origins of the pike and shot system can be traced back to the gradual decline of medieval knightly cavalry and the rise of infantry as the dominant force on the battlefield. In medieval warfare, heavily armored knights on horseback were the backbone of many armies, their charges often decisive in breaking enemy lines. However, as the effectiveness of gunpowder weapons grew, so did the importance of infantry. By the 15th century, firearms like the arquebus had begun to appear on European battlefields, though they were still relatively primitive and slow to reload. The key challenge for early firearm users was their vulnerability to cavalry and infantry charges while reloading, as their cumbersome weapons left them defenseless. Enter the pike, a long spear that had already been used for centuries by various armies, notably the Swiss and the Flemish. Pikemen armed with long, sturdy spears could form dense formations to repel cavalry charges and protect vulnerable units. The strength of a pike formation lay in its ability to maintain a solid wall of spear points, making it extremely difficult for cavalry or even infantry to break through. The Spanish were among the first to realize the potential of combining these two elements, firearms and pikes, into a single cohesive unit, laying the foundation for the pike and shot formation. This new formation took the shape of a central block of pikemen, often referred to as a pike square, surrounded by smaller units of musketeers or arquebusiers positioned at the corners or flanks. The role of the pikemen was primarily defensive. They protected the arquebusiers while they reloaded, creating a formidable defensive wall that could hold back cavalry or infantry charges. The musketeers, in turn, provided the offensive firepower, delivering volleys of gunfire that could devastate enemy formations from a distance. The pike and shot tactic was revolutionary in its ability to combine the long-range firepower of firearms with the close-quarter defense of pikes. It marked a significant shift towards integrated arms, where different types of soldiers worked together as part of a coordinated unit rather than fighting independently. This approach allowed armies to adapt to different situations on the battlefield, whether defending against a cavalry charge or advancing against enemy infantry. The Spanish, under the leadership of the Habsburgs, were particularly influential in the development and use of the pike and shot formation. The Spanish infantry, known as the tercios, became the elite fighting force of Europe during the 16th and early 17th centuries. The tercios were organized into large squares of up to 3,000 men, with pikemen in the center and musketeers on the flanks. These formations were highly disciplined and could withstand cavalry charges while maintaining a continuous volley of gunfire. The effectiveness of the tercio formation was demonstrated in numerous battles, most notably during the 80 Years' War and the Italian Wars, where Spanish infantry proved virtually unbeatable on the battlefield. However, the pike and shot formation was not without its limitations. One of the key drawbacks was its relative lack of mobility. The pike squares, while formidable defensively, were slow-moving and difficult to maneuver. This made them vulnerable to more agile opponents who could outflank or overwhelm them with faster, more flexible tactics. Additionally, as firearms continued to evolve and improve, the limitations of the early arquebuses and muskets, such as their slow rate of fire and inaccuracy, became more apparent. Nonetheless, for much of the 16th century, the pike and shot formation remained the dominant tactic in European warfare. By the early 17th century, new military thinkers and leaders began to refine and improve upon the pike and shot formation, adapting it to the changing realities of warfare. The Thirty Years' War, 1618 to 1648, was a particularly important conflict in this regard, as it saw the widespread use of pike and shot tactics by both Catholic and Protestant forces. Gustavus Adolphus of Sweden, one of the most innovative military commanders of the time, introduced significant changes to the pike and shot system. He reduced the size of the pike squares, making his infantry formations more mobile and flexible. He also increased the number of musketeers relative to pikemen, reflecting the growing importance of firearms on the battlefield. Gustavus Adolphus's reforms were put to the test at the Battle of Breitenfeld in 1631, one of the key engagements of the Thirty Years' War. There, the Swedish army, employing a more flexible version of the pike and shot formation, decisively defeated the forces of the Holy Roman Empire. This victory not only demonstrated the effectiveness of the new tactics, but also marked a turning point in the war, with the Swedish army emerging as one of the dominant forces in Europe. As firearms continued to improve, the need for pikemen gradually diminished. By the late 17th century, the increasing use of flintlock muskets, which were faster to reload and more reliable than their predecessors, made pike formations largely obsolete. The last major European battle to see significant use of pikes was the Battle of Fleurus in 1690, after which the pike disappeared from most European armies. The flintlock musket, combined with the bayonet, effectively replaced the need for pikemen, as infantry units could now defend themselves with gunfire and engage in close combat with bayonets without the need for spears. The pike and shot era represents a crucial phase in the evolution of military tactics, bridging the gap between the medieval reliance on heavy cavalry and the modern emphasis on firearms and artillery. It was a period of experimentation and adaptation as armies sought to balance the advantages of new technology with the enduring need for effective defense against cavalry and infantry. While the pike eventually fell out of use, the integrated arms tactics pioneered during the pike and shot period laid the groundwork for the more sophisticated military strategies that would dominate the battlefields of the 18th and 19th centuries. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Warfare podcast from 5minutewarfare.com. If you get a chance, please leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, as it will help us to grow. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Murder, and 5-Minute Mysteries. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.